Dennis Cox is joining us to place your bets right now. Let's do it.
It's good to see you, Hayes Permar. By the way, real quick.
Yes?
I'll even talk over as the intro's playing.
Yeah, forget the intro. Let's go.
Today is my birthday, and I got you an Archer shirt. I was hoping we would match today, Hayes Permar.
Well, okay. First of all right, hold on.
I'm let down.
What's the PG-13 rating if I take off my shirt live here on the... Hold on.
That's a great question you asked.
Hold on. We can match. Hold on.
Give it to me, Hayes.
We're live streaming. If people are listening on radio, I'm putting on a shirt. I'm just putting on over my shirt. I'm not taking off my other shirt. Sparing everyone. Glad you went with the extra large. Okay.
Is that Archer the TV show?
We are now matching. Yes. No, it's Archer.
Yes.
It's Archer's Lodge down there in on the Wake Joko
line. That's what I thought.
Yeah, right there.
Cool, it is.
I'm supporting Archer's Lodge. I never know if it's Archer Lodge or Archer's Lodge. I never know. Or if with an apostrophe, without an apostrophe. People of Archer's Lodge, tell me. No, I got your shirt. And this is good. This is one to like work out in. This is one of those sweat wicking shirts.
It's made by Champion Hayes Permar. I know you appreciate
that. I feel like a champion. I hope you read up on your Physics of Superheroes book that I gave you for your birthday.
I've thumbed through it so far. I'm trying to pick out which chapters I want to start with first.
Well, happy birthday. And
thank you, sir.
Since it's your birthday, I will let you place the first bet for tonight and brag about anything that you may have gotten right in the recent past.
Well, I was plus yesterday. I got the Atlanta Dream beating the Dallas Wings because why not, right? So I chose that, and I also won another bet. I don't know, I'm not entirely sure what it was, but I won two yesterday, though I did miss on Aaron Judge hitting a home run. But that's fine.
Do you have Texas A&M over Notre Dame? Is that what it was?
That's right, Texas A&M over Notre Dame. That's right. I did have that. So I was in the plus once again. I'm actually in negative triple digits now, Hayes, as opposed to minus 2,600 like I was. So my first bet, NHL tonight, Cale Makar. You guys talked about, trophy winners at the start of the show today. The Norris Trophy winner, Cale Makar, scores a goal today, plus 270.
Norris, isn't that best defenseman?
That's best...
best defenseman.
Best defenseman scorer in the playoffs? Isn't there an award for that? Best defensive scorer in the playoffs?
But I was like, guy who like buys you things at the vending machine or something.
All right.
Might be that too.
I am going with, and you know what? I'm sticking with it as I typed it in on the document. I tried to write I believe it's Nikita Kucherov. Is that his name?
Yeah.
I wrote in Kucherov, but it auto-corrected to Much Frog. So I'm taking Much Frog goal tonight at plus 125. I got Much Frog putting one in there. He's been good for it in the playoffs. Much Frog scores
that is
tonight.
That is a riveting decision there. Yes.
Stop. Yes. Stop.
Get out of here, Rand. How dare you.
I just croaked at that. All right, what you got for your second one?
I'm going to hop on Aaron Judge once again, hitting a home run plus 200.
All right, I'm going to see your Aaron Judge. And once again, I've tried to type in, but my Amazon Fire that is very slow and loves to correct here. I was going to go with Shohei Ohtani is on the mound tonight. But I'm taking him to hit a home run, but we have autocorrected to obtain. So I got obtain hitting a home run tonight, and that is at plus 390 for obtain home run tonight.
Very nice. I'm going to give you a future bet for this weekend, Hayes Permar. Archers versus Atlas. Give me Will Manny plus 4.5 points. Take the over. Take the over at plus 130.
You always take the over with Will Manny. He's going to get
it
done.
He leads the league in points.
For me, now I cannot bet on my beloved Carolina Mudcats. Shout out to the Durham Bulls. I believe they're actually playing right now. I love a little day baseball. I'm going to hit up a day Bulls game next week. But my Carolina Mudcats have a one-game lead in the first half of the season. They're trying to close it out and clinch a playoff spot. Unfortunately, I can't find lines on minor league baseball to bet on the Mudcats.
Sorry.
But in their honor, I'm going to take their parent club, the Milwaukee Brewers, at minus 115 tonight against whoever they were playing. I didn't pay attention to that. And my browser on the Amazon does recognize Brewers as an actual word. Didn't even have to auto-correct that.
So that's very nice.
Much Frog with a goal, obtained with a home run, and Brewers with a win tonight for minus 115.
I'm going to throw out a special bet for everyone out there tonight, a special hockey bet, especially for you, Hayes Permar. I will be at Boxcar tonight celebrating my birthday with my girlfriend. We will be playing air hockey. She is at a plus 110 plus 110 at -1.5 goals. I would definitely take that bet. Also, another prop bet in that game, winning goal total 7 goals on air hockey at -12,000.
We have a special guest. I don't even know who this is. I'm the guest host. Things fly at me. I just, what's happening now? Who we got?
Special guest.
That's right. I was told special guest.
And oh, okay. Well,
I don't have the video screen that shows me who I'm talking to up here.
Oh, okay. Well, then there's that. Apologies for the video screen not working.
I don't even know who I'm talking to, but I do know now this is executive producer of the program, Dennis Cox. Uh-oh. That means.
Hold on.
Yes.
Yes. Radio people hate me, but the TV, there we go.
Yes. We're matching t-shirts again, Cox.
Yes.
We're matching t-shirts.
Yes, we are.
Team Archers, let's go, Archers.
That's it.
Yay, Archers, go. That's their chant. That's
it's Archers Lodge. Archers Lodge.
There we go. What, Cox, I'm sorry I rushed you through place your bets earlier. What's going on?
No, it's totally fine. A couple things I wanted to mention. I know that this time of the show, we hit the show rewind.
Yes.
So there's some things that were brought up during halftime entertainment that I wanted to address.
Oh, okay. Yes, good, because I actually wanted to. So this is going to serve as the rewind. If this will be the rewind. Is Dennis Cox and I rewinding the show together. What you got for us?
Okay, well, go hit the sounder.
Let's make it official.
Make it official.
Needs to be the rewind. And he's training Graham over there. Graham needs to know where the rewind button. There it is. We're rewinding. We're taking it back to halftime entertainment about an hour and 9 minutes ago. What we got, Cox? What you got beef?
Okay, well, you mentioned how Lady and the Tramp was released on this date in, I believe, 1957, correct?
I think it was 55.
Or 55, 55.
67 years old, yes.
Sure, perfect. Okay, which perfectly solidifies June 22nd, therefore makes it a great movie because it came out on the 22nd.
On your birthday.
Great things, exactly. Great things come out on the 22nd. And I'm with you, Hayes Permar. Only people know the gif of the two dogs slurping up the noodle. No one's seen the movie.
It's gif, but yes, absolutely. 100%.
GIF,
thank
GIF,
you.
Whatever.
Thank you.
However you want to do it.
I meant to ask you, like, no one knows. The best was Victoria claiming that she knew the plot, and then when asked about it, she goes, it was a long time ago.
Uh-huh, like, yep.
She came clean. Exactly. It's a fraud. She didn't know it. So, yes, you've never seen
it. She didn't know it, and then you asked Rand, and he immediately deflected, be like, well, what do you mean I don't know?
Yeah.
As opposed to actually answering the question.
So there's a couple adopts late. You want me to go into this?
No, you've been reading up. You've been reading up.
Fine.
Yes.
Fine.
Chance to Google this. No. So
I appreciate you getting my back on that one, Cox. What else you got?
Okay, so that's first thing. So second of all, Graham, I know you're new. I know you're learning. But if you're ever doing something on a show that I'm associated with, there are three things you're not allowed to talk about if I'm not there.
Uh-oh.
Comic books or comic book related material, lacrosse, and professional wrestling. You cannot discuss those three things when I'm not in the studio.
There was part of me that wondered. I was like, I thought Cox wasn't here. We still have to talk wrestling with you know what? Graham took the initiative and was writing out all the halftime entertainment ones. So I didn't feel like the first time I've ever come and made a request to him, I'm like, hey, could you maybe find me something for halftime entertainment? I did not want my response to be like, oh, I don't feel like talking wrestling. So instead, because he did the right thing and filled out halftime entertainment, I played along and I talked wrestling. But no,
you did.
I was kind of hoping with you not being here that we wouldn't have to talk lacrosse, wrestling, or comic books. So
you've talked all three things.
Now I've had to admit that to Graham as well, that I didn't even like his first topic. Now I'm a jerk. There we go. That's how it goes. He crushed it. He made it. And now he's giving me the John Cena sign. Perfect finish. But you know what? He gave us the Lady and the Tramp, which has provided like half a show's worth of material. So
exactly.
That totally makes more than makes up for the fact that we had to talk professional wrestling. But okay,
he's
got it now. So from now on, Graham, I hope you understood, whenever Cox is gone, you need to talk all three, comic book, wrestling, and lacrosse, just to make him mad. There you go. What else you got, Cox?
That's really all I have.
Okay, all right.
Also, again, I would like to see, I know you talked sports betting a lot earlier, I would like to see that get passed.
All right, and did you want to clarify which boxcar you're going to be at, or do you just want everyone
who's listening? Boxcar downtown Raleigh.
Okay.
Boxcar downtown
Raleigh. I liked
it
better when, you know, we're a statewide show, just everyone go to your nearest boxcar, and
you may win
the lottery and get to see Dennis Cox, or you might. Even if you, worst case scenario, you're at your nearest boxcar and you get to play some games, right?
Exactly. You could drop.
I probably
up for air hockey.
DHP. I probably own the NBA Jam champion status on whatever jam machine you're playing at, whatever box car you're in. I've won it in multiple places, so check me out, DHP.
Well, you know they like reset those just about every day, right?
Sometimes I go back and check, and if my name's gone, then I stay there for a couple hours and I get it back on there.
Okay, I respect that.
Cox, go enjoy your birthday, man. Quit working on your birthday.
Well, I'm taking after Adam Gold.
Yeah. Well, we know you guys, you overachievers on this show.
That's what we do.
All right, man. Have a good one. We'll talk to you.
All right. Appreciate you.
Graham, did you want to respond? You've been learning things all show, young Padawan.
Real quick, I know Dennis just left, but I was going to wish him a very happy birthday. Thank him for training me this past week for the sports shop.
This guy's
thank
too
you to
nice.
Rand as well. And also, I was going to segue. I know you just said you didn't want to talk about wrestling while Dennis wasn't here, but since he was on the air for a little bit, and since he's going to Boxcar, they are the only bar in Raleigh that I have found to sell Stone Cold Steve Austin's Skull Crusher beer, whatever.
Man, so you're not even like pretending. Has. Like you're a legit fan. Like you're seeking out Stone Cold's beer. That's how big a wrestling fan you are. You're into it, man. I'm messing with you. So Boxcar and Raleigh does have Stone Cold Steve Austin's beer. We'll check it out. I have a good friend who's got a great Stone Cold Steve Austin fan. It's a buddy of mine who worked for a jet company. Like you don't own jets, but if you're rich enough, like you don't want to own a jet because it's super expensive and money sucking, but you like access to jet. You like pay a fee to be a member of this club, and then when you want a jet, you're like, all right, I'd like to book a jet for this time and whatever. And basically, through weather and like pilot hours and stuff, Stone Cold Steve Austin was like not getting what he needed, and my man was on the phone, was like Stone Cold Steve Austin being like, yo, I need my jet. And that was not a position he wanted to be in. So with the few minutes we have remaining, we have just enough time to decide if things are overrated, underrated, or properly, rightly rated. This is Rightly Rated. First up on Rightly Rated is Mud. Is Mud overrated, underrated, or rightly rated? This comes up because Major League Baseball sent a memo to all 30 teams enforcing uniformity on one crucial process, muddying baseballs. That's right. Umpires are supposed to put mud on baseballs so they don't have that tackiness when they first come out of the wrapper. The mud? Actually, our friend Sean Crest over the North State Journal did a great story on this one time. All the mud comes to this secret place in the Delaware River. And if you want to go, like, write a story about it, you have to get blindfolded to go to where it is. Like, all the mud that goes on all the baseballs for Major and Minor League Baseball come from this one spot and this one dude, and he gets them all. They've been given the mud, but apparently they are not rubbing the mud well enough. As the article says, the process of muddying a baseball is crucial for pitchers to maintain proper grip. Clubhouse attendants have overseen the mud application for years, utilizing a unique mud from the Delaware River to remove glossiness from the baseballs. So, yes, learn how to muddy your balls better. Everyone in Major League Baseball needs to get better and rubbing mud on the balls, and there will be a rubbing mud application poster placed in each clubhouse to ensure consistency with the color of the ball. Mud, overrated, underrated, or rightly rated, Jonathan Rand?
I think it's rightly rated. It's fine. Like, I can't go either way. I was going to go overrated, but yeah. I was like, it cools.
I think it's, I would say it's overrated, but who's highly rating mud, right?
Yeah, I don't know if you got, like, high-quality mud. I mean, obviously you do, but.
I'll say this. You think when you take your dog to the dog park that, like, mud is the worst time to get them dirty, but sometimes when it's so dry, the dustiness can actually be dirtier than the mud.
Mm.
Anyway, I don't know where that lands me on mud, overrated, underrated, or rightly rated. I'll stick with you, rightly rated.
Cool.
Next up. Fritos. Are Fritos overrated, underrated, or rightly? This comes up because Frito-Lay will be the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 North American regional supporter. Frito-Lay, that includes not just these, but including Fritos, Doritos, Tostitos, Cheetos, they got all the Eatos, Funyuns, Sun Chips, Cracker Jack. Did you know Frito-Lay had Cracker Jack?
What?
Miss Vicky's. Maui Chips, Ruffles, Santita. They like Frito-Lay owns all everything that's not Pringle. They own it. But let's stick specifically with Fritos not the brand, the chip. Are Fritos overrated, underrated, or rightly rated?
So the chip itself, not all
the brand.
Those.
Yeah,
okay,
just,
gotcha.
Just the
chip
Frito.
Itself is, I'm going to say, overrated.
Interesting.
However, I'm going to say the Fritos over at the PR.
With the sausage dip?
With Mimi's sausage dip.
Yeah.
Underrated. Like,
Fritos
just...
in general, I think they're underrated. I think you take for granted. Like, you see them out all the time and you pass them and then you haven't had them while you're like, Frito, it's a darn good chip.
That's fair.
It's like a thick corn chip.
Okay.
No, you're fine. And then finally, cereal. Is cereal overrated, underrated, or rightly rated? This comes up because Colin Morikawa pours his milk first and then pours the cereal into it. Yesterday, he had to come out to dispel rumors that he was going to the Live Tour. He said, I'm not going. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some cereal to go pour in my milk. I never even knew this was a thing. But take the weird process out of it. Cereal, overrated, underrated, or rightly rated?
Cereal is seriously underrated.
Very underrated.
It's amazing.
And it might be better without milk, if you're asking me.
That's the thing. You can snack it up a little bit. I mean, cereal is absolutely underrated.
I'm going cereal, underrated as well. But hearing somebody pour milk first and then cereal, that's like when I heard that some people put right sock, right shoe on, and then left sock, left shoe.
I have tried that one time because I heard about that, and it makes you feel off kilter.
It's a ridiculous process. Unless maybe you're putting on your golf shoes in the parking lot or whatever, or putting your regular shoes back on. It's a ridiculous process.
Real world.
That is Rightly Rated.